Hello, this is Ron Risman at Camertown.com, and today is May 26, 2009. It's actually midnight, so it's May 27th, 2009 right now. And over the weekend, I did not do any audio booths. There was really no news to tell, and I was out celebrating my parents' 50th wedding anniversary out at the Equinox Hotel in Manchester, Vermont. Beautiful place. Did some photography, did a little hiking, played some tennis, had a lot of fun. Now I'm back, and there's some really great news for people who are thinking of getting a 5D Mark II, or for those that own a Canon 5D Mark II. Canon today announced that on June 2nd, just a few days away, they're going to be releasing a firmware update that gives full manual control in video mode. So no longer will you have to do all these tricks removing lenses or putting your hand over the lens to trick it to go to a lower ISO or a smaller aperture. Now you'll have full aperture control, full shutter speed control, full control over the exposure because of that, full ISO control, all within video mode. Really, really nice. Now, I also saw a hack out there where somebody is working on a hack to get rid of the audio gain feature in the 5D Mark II and actually put some meters on the back LCD so you can plug in audio and have better quality audio. He's testing it right now, and his plans, I think, were to release it after testing, but my guess is with this new firmware update, he's going to wait and maybe add it to this firmware update, and hopefully we'll have this whole package where you have full control over audio as well as all these manual exposure controls in a somewhat hacked firmware update. So we'll take a look and see. Head on over to Camertown.com. You'll find the 5D Mark II news story about this full manual exposure on the front page. Also on the front page, you'll see a story from a company called Hi-Den Vision. It's their press release. They're releasing the world's smallest high-definition photo player. It's this tiny little photo player, maybe the size of a pack of cigarettes or a remote control. It's got an HDMI output, and it has a USB port in it, so you can hook in a thumb drive, a portable hard disk, you know, USB hard drive, a USB card reader, and it'll then play these photos in high-def on your high-def TV. Differently than your digital camera that might have high-def output, this will have 16 different styles of transitions. You'll be able to adjust the transition time. You'll be able to zoom in and out of your photos, all with a remote control. You better go to the next photo, previous photo, that kind of stuff. Really small device. It'll play music, so if you have music on your thumb drive, it'll play your slideshow with music, which is really nice. And it'll also play video clips, although I don't know the formats yet that it supports. The nicest thing about this player is that it's only going to retail for $42, US dollars. However, I don't yet know who's going to be carrying it, but I would assume that companies like Hunt's Photo in New England or B&H Photo, Adorama, those companies will probably be carrying this product. Seems pretty reasonably priced, and might be something worth checking out if you are into viewing your images in the best possible quality at this point without sitting in front of a computer monitor. And that is it for today. Today is, like I said, May 26th. I will talk to you again on May 27th with another audio boo, which will be Wednesday. And until then, have a great night.